Welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco van de Kamp.
Now, as you set your life's goals, whatever those are for you, you might have to, as they say, struggle through the process a little bit. It takes effort. Setting goals is not always easy. As a matter of fact, when Jack Canfield first asked me, what do you really want out of life? I panicked. I had no clue. Nobody had ever asked me that. I had defaulted into a career. I had just kind of lived up to other people's expectations without ever asking myself, what do you really want? And by doing that, I got stuck in a career. And you might see yourself being stuck in a career as well, but you have to think about what is next for you. What are all the goals and the reasons as to why you want to accomplish those goals? And then make a list, take them off as you complete them, and work through that list. However, writing a long to-do list every day has nothing to do with productivity or accomplishing those goals. Movement does not equal achievement just yet. Focus on outcomes instead of activities. So the top productivity trick that Tony Robbins teaches us is, be clear on what do you want. How much, and be specific. For example, if consistent cash flow is not enough. So be specific as to how much and what you want. So for example, $100 could be consistent, but is it going to be enough? So what do you really want? And then as you get clarity on the what you want, you want to be clear on why do you actually want it. As you ask yourself, why do you want it? You have to repeat that question over and over for 5 times in total. After you've answered the why 5 times, you get to the root cause as to why you really want to accomplish that goal, what the real reason is behind it. For example, if you want to drive a Mercedes, the first why might be, well, I like the car. It's a nice vehicle. It looks good. But the real why could be, well, it's a solid car. I wanted to keep my family safe. And because of those safety features, I have to have the top of the line for my family. I wanted to have the very best for my family, for their safety, and to support them. That might be the real why, which is often a lot more emotionally charged than, well, it's a pretty car. Then, as you get clarity on the what and the why, you want to come up with a plan to achieve that, a plan to focus on that goal. You want to be, again, consistent and stick to the plan. If you don't have the why, if you don't have that emotional charge almost behind your goal is simply a target without the fuel to get there, without the motivation to get there. Having a target is not good enough. Getting to your goals will take a lot of effort and potentially a lot of hard work. And without knowing why you're doing something, you will be lacking the motivation you need to get there. So as you write those goals and get the motivation, act at the speed of instruction. Spend some time every day to get your head in shape and be part of everything we share in this course. Even if it's just 5 or 10 or 15 minutes a day, work through the program and complete all the steps necessary to keep working towards your goal and form that habit for yourself. And then put pen to paper, write down some of those goals for yourself and formulate what is your vision for your life. If you lived an all-star life in all areas of your life, what would that look like? And feel free to be as descriptive as you want. Grab a pen and grab a piece of paper and write down what your life, in as much detail as possible, like make an image of it in your head. If you lived that all-star life, what would it look like? And then as you start to do that, be congruent with your goals. If you want to become good at something, you'll have to set priorities and attend events, courses like this one, and get the help you need to be on your way. And again, if there's anything at all I can do for you to support you on your way to your goals, I look forward to hearing from you. You can reach out. I also welcome you to visit my personal coaching website if you go to www.wilco.ca. I look forward to interacting with you there. I share a lot of free resources there. You can click through to my blog. There's ebooks, there's books, there's anything that you can help that can support you on your path to success. Now, keep in mind that change takes time. A lot of people will say, well, none of this is working for me. And my response always is, well, maybe you haven't been doing it long enough or consistently enough. live your life with a philosophy. There's so many resources on, for example, losing weight, quitting smoking, writing a book. And yet there's fewer and fewer people actually following those plans. It takes time. You have to do the work and you have to set the priorities and spend your time in alignment with your goals. If you do that, you'll see more changes over time and make less and less mistakes. So many people think they're so far away from their goals, and yet they're so close. For example, so many people say that they want to travel, and they hold on to unrealistic ideas as to what that would take. A lot of people think that their goals are too expensive, and for that reason, their mind has already taken them out of the game. They'll never go out to find the answers and actually build a plan. So as you write down your goals, I want you to come up with a massive action plan. Only after the what and the why, you can move on towards your goals. Keep in mind that 20% of the actions that you take are responsible for 80% of the effects. In my happiness book, I share a lot more about setting those life goals and going after them. So if you need some help and some more coaching with it, grab yourself a copy and use it to your benefit.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream one day.